from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Florio brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. And Mike, I mean, you traffic in a lot of informed speculation. You do a great job at that. You put the Steelers on the list of potential landing spots for Dak in 2025.
Well, it was just a matter of going through the 8 divisions, looking at the teams, and asking the very simple question of whether or not they're going to be in a market for a quarterback after this season. And with the Steelers, we assume it's going to be Russell Wilson or Justin Fields in 2025, but there's a chance, like we saw this year, the entire depth chart gets blown up and they find somebody who's available, and Prescott's going to be available to go anywhere he wants for any contract he wants to sign. And the thing that would be beautiful would be for Dak to do the team-friendly deal he refuses to do with the Cowboys, to do with a team like the Steelers, to kind of stick it to the Cowboys, but also to set himself up with a roster around him that could get him to where he's been trying to go ever since he entered the NFL in 2016.
Mike, why do you think it is, I know you mentioned team-friendly deal with Dallas that he didn't want to do, but why do you think it is that the Cowboys don't want to pay Dak Prescott a market value deal, or are unwilling to do so, however you want to term it?
One of the big issues is the escape hatch. And all of these contracts, you know, we see the numbers that get leaked to the information robots that have the news 5 minutes before it's announced to the world anyway. And we don't see until the deal comes out exactly when the team can get away. For Daniel Jones, for example, after the first 2 years of his deal, the Giants can get out. The Raiders and Derek Carr had a contract a couple of years ago. After 1 year, the Raiders got out. The Seahawks deal for Geno Smith is a year-to-year deal. The Cowboys were looking for, and have been looking for, I'm told, an out after 2 years. And so that's one of the issues. And then you get into just the raw dollars. How many dollars do you want to devote to the quarterback position when your quarterback has not yet taken you to even an NFC championship, and how much of it is his fault? And look, people are talking about $60 million a year for Dak. He hits the open market. It could be 65. It could be 70 million. All it takes is one team, and the cap keeps going up and up. The money keeps going up and up. We saw the Browns do a ridiculously stupid, in hindsight, deal for Deshaun Watson. They gave him that money, and they had to give up 3 first-round picks and 3 other picks. This is a guy that is unrestricted, unfettered, with no compensation. You get a guy like that that comes to the market, there's a chance the market goes crazy. And the only way it doesn't is if collusion is real in the NFL, and plenty of people think it is, where teams will have a hard cap on what they'll pay, or teams will extend a professional courtesy, a gentleman's agreement, whatever the case may be, and not take someone like Dak Prescott if he hits the market. I'll believe that when I see it. I mean, Dak Prescott moves the needle enough that there's going to be one team out there that is willing to pay him what the Cowboys aren't if and when he hits the market.
Mike Florio with us. Mike, do you think that the Steelers' 2025 quarterback is on their roster right now?
We're going to find out, and we're going to find out 1 week at a time. And, you know, I probably said this last week after the news came out that Russell Wilson was the starter. The schedule plays out perfectly to give him the first half of the season and see where we are when we get to the bye week in week 9. 3-5 or worse, maybe Justin Fields takes over. 4-4 or better, Russ keeps going. And it all depends upon which guy gets the chances, who does well, how the team does. There's a chance none of them could be back next year, especially after we just saw the Steelers do it this year. I wouldn't have thought the Steelers would have pulled the plug on their entire depth chart, especially Kenny Pickett with the four-year contract, but they did. And if they did it last year, they'll do it this year if they think it's in their best interest to find somebody other than who they have.
Do you think they're making a mistake by not trying to get Fields to sign a bridge deal now before the season even starts to guarantee themselves one of these guys for next year?
But if I'm Fields, why would I do it? Unless it has
what was the market for Fields this offseason? That would be the rebuttal, right? I mean,
if I'm Fields, I'll become a free agent and I'll just see how the world plays out. Because what are you going to pay me as? You going to pay me as a backup? You going to pay me as a starter? Are you going to do some funky deal that has my compensation tied to how many games I play? If I'm Justin Fields, I'd just say the hell with it. I'll take my chances and become a free agent.
Mike, how prudent is this approach the Steelers are taking to the quarterback position overall, in your opinion? Just here's a cast-off guy from the Broncos in his mid-30s. Here's a guy who failed in stop number one. How prudent is it to go about trying to fill the most important position on the field the way they're trying to do it?
I'm not willing to say Justin Fields failed in stop number one. I think the Bears had a chance to get something they haven't had since Sid Luckman, a franchise quarterback. And once they saw what they were going to get in Caleb Williams, sorry, Justin, we're not going to give you a fourth year. You've shown us some things you can do well. There's other areas where you need work. We're just moving on, and that's that. So, and with Russ, if they can create around him the same vibe, the same formula that they had in Seattle, he can get back to being something like what he was there. He got it in his head. Because think about it. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL the middle of last decade. And then in comes Patrick Mahomes, and in comes Josh Allen. And before you know it, Russell is slipping down the stack of the best quarterbacks in football through no fault of his own. These other guys are better. Why are they better? Well, the offense runs through them. They get to do all this stuff. And Russ is basically, you know, shackled by the Seahawks' love of running the ball and playing defense and being conservative. He wanted to be Mahomes or Allen. And he found out after 2 years in Denver, that's not who he is. They get him back to being what he was in Seattle, he can be successful again. And Mike Tomlin clearly believes it. The fact that Mike Tomlin didn't bother to call Sean Payton tells me everything I need to know. They view the last 2 years as an aberration, and they think they can make Russell Wilson into who he was in Seattle.
Well, he's going to feel right at home if conservative and winning with running the ball and defense is what they did in Seattle, because I think that's going to be the script here.
And it worked. That's the thing. It worked.
But it worked for like 27-year-old Russ. How's it going to work for 35-year-old Russ?
We'll find out when Russ has to run. But, you know, he has a beautiful deep ball.
Yes, he does.
And when you have the running game working, you can set up play action. You can set up a flea flicker. And there goes George Pickens down the field, and they throw the ball to him. And even if he's double covered, You throw him the ball and let him go get it. I mean, the fact that Russ can do that and still do that, that arm is still there. The mobility is the question. When he gets flushed out of the pocket, what can he do to extend plays? He did a lot of the stuff that we see Mahomes do that looks a lot more entertaining and dramatic when Mahomes does it, because it's like his hair's on fire. Russ does it more smoothly and more efficiently when he can do it. That's what we haven't seen yet because I think of the calf injury. When he's 100%, if he's 100%, we'll get an idea of what he can do to extend plays and get away from the rush if and when he has to. Because he can do it when he has to, but you can't make him the centerpiece of the offense, as the Broncos found out.
Mike, moment of truth. We're asking all of our regular guests to do this. Your Steelers 2024 record prediction.
I think they're going to be 9-8 and miss the playoffs. I'm not ready to go 8-9 because they've never had a losing record. That schedule on the back half from week 11 through week 18 is murderer's row. And I think it's going to be one loss too many to get into the playoff field in a very difficult AFC.
Will you lavish praise on Tomlin for getting this team to 9 wins with the schedule?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I will continue to mock the people that want to fire him after he loses 2 or 3 games in a row.
Well, then we are in store for some mocking in about October.
I'm going to put on my dunce cap in advance of this, Mike.
Part of me wants to see him get fired just so you guys can see how quickly he lands somewhere else. There will be teams that fire their coaches for a shot at Mike Tomlin if he's fired.
And if those teams have an already in place elite quarterback, he'll probably do well there.
And if one of those staffs has like a young whippersnapper offensive coordinator that gets put on the street because of that, well, then I will gladly take him in a heartbeat as this team's head coach.
Maybe it's Dak next year. Maybe the franchise quarterback comes to Pittsburgh to take us back to where we started.
Mike, great stuff. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.